Praise God. Thank you, Tanya. Beautiful. Praise God. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, open your Bibles with me. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. You know, when we're in the season of Christmas, and a season of Christmas is about giving. Giving. Give, and it shall be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As you give, so others shall give to your bosom. You know, and when I was thinking about giving and the heart of giving, there is no greater gift than what God had purchased for you and I through His Son on the cross of Calvary. When He paid the price for our salvation, amen? What an expensive gift. What a glorious gift, amen? That He has purchased for you and I. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I bind this spirit of troubleness right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every weapon right now in the name of Jesus. I call it to be loosed in Jesus' name. I speak this mind, body, and soul, and spirit, strengthened in your power and might, Father God. Your word declares that they that wait upon you, that you'll renew their strength, Father God. So, Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when I was looking at giving, if you look at me in Acts chapter 20, with the apostle is writing in verse number 32, he says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance amongst all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that are with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And today I want to speak to you a little bit this morning about the gift of giving. The gift of giving. We're going to look at to support, to sympathize, and to share with others. Amen? Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here together? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I can be who God says I can be. I can have everything God says I can have. I can do everything God says I can do. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish something in our hearts and lives today. And just as Pam prayed a few moments ago, Father God, may it not be me that speaks, but may you speak through me, Father God. May every channel be cleared, Father God, so that we can flow according to your spirits and say what the Holy Spirit says to say. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory because it's all about you. And we're grateful that your word will never return to you void. It'll accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Lord, I know that you sent it here to do something in every heart and every life, not only of those that have gathered here, but those that are listening to it through the website, Father God, that it'll minister all around the world today, and you'll be glorified, and you'll be magnified, and you'll be exalted, because it's all about you. So, Lord, I say, have your way here today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So first he says that in our text today, I've showed you all things how that's so labor and you ought to support the weak. The weak, physical, mental, spiritual, social, amen. So when I was looking at this look with me in Matthew chapter 25, and how many followers of Jesus do we have in the room today? All right? So if we're following Jesus, we're following his example that he sets before us. In Matthew 25, verse number 35, he says this. He says, "For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? Or when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee?" And the king shall answer and say unto them, "Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me." In other words, what we're doing in the Christmas is about the Christmas season, and every day should be Christmas because we should have a heart of giving. Amen. And in this heart of giving is we're giving as the Lord would give. He gave his very best for you and I, and we're to give our very best for him. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have the main course than just leftovers. Hello? And the main course tastes a lot better. Sometimes leftovers, some things cooked a second time taste better than the first. Don't get me wrong, because it gets more flavored or whatever. But there's something about the main course, okay? And God says when you do it unto anyone, you're doing it as unto him. In other words, if you have the heart as what you're doing is not for your glory and not for our glory, but for his glory, all of a sudden everything will change. The whole mindset will look a little bit different. Amen. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 15, verse number 1, he said this. He said, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves." Look at your neighbor and say, "God's blessed you to be a blessing." Amen. "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." Amen. And in other words, we're pleasing, we're giving, we're ministering to others, we're supporting others to build them up. How many know that there's enough tearing down in the world we live in? Amen. How many know that you don't have to tell the people that's in a jam all that's wrong about them? They already know what's wrong about them. I think so many times we got to look and find some right words to speak. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. You and I can find some words to encourage, to build up, to lift some people up. Amen. You know, he's saying that we're supporting those that are in need, you know. I don't know about you, but has anybody ever been in a place of need and that we're here to be with one another? Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul writing to the church of Corinth, here's what Paul said, verse number 22. He said, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." You know, when I was looking at that and I was reading that, the second thing I want to share with you is to sympathize. To sympathize. Now, compassion or love, the definition of compassion in Webster's Dictionary is sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. What are we doing? We're ministers of whose love? God's love. So compassion, we're to have sympathy, sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. Now I was looking at that. Here's what the Lord said to me. I shared it kind of on Wednesday night because I was looking at some people when I was looking in the wrong light. Has anybody ever looked at anybody in the wrong light? And the Lord got this old song. It was back from the 60s. That's before some of your time, but I was there. Right? The song was "Walk a Mile in These Shoes." Hello? In other words, the Lord said, take your shoes off, and I want you to put their shoes on for a moment. So I physically took off my shoes in the spirit. I didn't actually take my shoes off, okay? I'm just saying. But in the spirit, in my heart, I took my shoes off and I put their shoes on. And then the Lord began to show me some of the things that they had been through in their lives. He started to show me the heartbreak. He started to show me the things from an early child that they were tortured and molested and done wrong. And all of a sudden, I looked at them through the eyes of the Lord and said of my eyes. God says as we're reaching out to this world, we've got to see them through His eyes and not our eyes. And He says, judge not lest you be judged. We're not going anywhere today to judge anybody. We're going to love them as Christ loved them and accept them right where they're at and share the love of God with them. Amen. God loves everywhere. He says, for God so loved the world that He gave. He didn't say, for God so loved the church. He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. And as I'm doing it as unto the Lord, I don't know about you, but the Lord delivered me from a lot of mess. Hello? Hello? And now our mess becomes our message. Hello? We got some good things to share. And He was taking me here when I'm looking at to sympathize the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 58. It's kind of interesting because sometimes when religious people were fasting, they were marking themselves all up so everybody saw that they were fasting. In other words, even in their fast, they were bringing glory to me. Oh, I've been fasting for 30 days. Oh, I've been fasting. Oh, I've been fasting. And He says, fast in secret, and I'll reward you openly. Amen. But then He says, this is the fast that He proclaims. Listen to this in verse number 6. He says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, thou shalt cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward, or your reward in the front and the back. Glory before you and glory after you. So we're looking at to sympathize with what's going on with others. And Hebrews chapter 13. The word of God says, in verse number 1, He says this. The writer of Hebrews says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Hello? Amen? So he tells us in James chapter 1. Why am I speaking about this today? Why does the Holy Spirit do this? Because the Lord says, as we're reaching out today, God wants you to have revelation and understanding what we're doing. We're doing it as unto the Lord. We're doing it in love. We're not looking at anybody. We're not judging anybody in their condition that they're in. Amen. We're not judging them because they smoke. I smoked for 27 years. We're not judging them because they do drugs. Well, I was a cocaine addict for 18 years. We're not judging anybody. God didn't send us in the world to judge anyone. God sent us in the world to love them as Christ loved them and share the love of God. And the love of God that surmounts every bit of understanding will change their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. He is no respecter of persons. Amen. Amen. So he says to us in James chapter 1, verse number 27, he says this, he says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, we're not going to become the world. God's called us out of the world, but we're going to reach the world right where they're at, and we're going to minister the love of God. Amen. We're not going to judge anyone. Amen. Amen. We're not going to point the finger at anyone. Lord Shelby, if you point your finger, there's three pointing back at you. Who's pointing back at you? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. All three are pointing right back at you. Amen. We're sharing God's love. He's saying that he's called us to support the weak and to sympathize, to put yourself in other's shoes, and not to forget where the Lord found you and I. Amen. Don't forget where I found you. Amen. He's taken us from glory to glory. He's done all kinds of things in our lives. But guess what? When he first found us, we were a mess. Amen. And we're growing and we're learning and we're ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. None of us have arrived yet, but all of us are on a journey. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody perfect in the room? Does anybody serve anybody that's perfect? Yeah, I serve the Lord. He's perfect. Amen. And his perfect love surmounts all my understanding. Amen. He gives power to the faint. Amen. And when he gives power to the faint, it's his strength that's made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we rather glorify him in our weakness that his strength may be made manifest in us. Amen. It's coming to the revelation and understanding that we didn't get where we are. We're not going to get where we want to go with our own strength. We need to depend on him. God took me from codependency to dependency. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Amen. And I'm dependent on him. Amen. Hey, I was dependent on some things that this world had before. I was codependent on those things, but I'm totally dependent on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because I know he has every answer I need. He's the one that has he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, and he owns the hills that they stand upon. I know that all good things come from him. Amen. I serve a good, good God. Amen. You serve a good, good God. Amen. We're serving a great, good, big God. Hallelujah. We should be celebrating in here because of the goodness of God. Has God been good to anybody in the room? Can we just tell him how good he's been to us? Can we give him some praise and glory? Hallelujah. 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 If you're not thankful about what God has done for you, how do you expect the world to be wanting him if you're not even showing how good he is? Amen. I think we ought to show how good he is. I think we can shout a little louder. Hallelujah. Can we shout a little louder? Can we shout a little? Hey, you know what? If you start shouting in here, the kids are going to wonder what's going on up there. They're going to say, man, I want to be up there. It sounds like there's more fun up there because we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So what he's saying to us, when we support the weak and we sympathize for the condition, it opens up our hearts to share. And I want you to understand something, get a hold of something. When you truly do it as unto the Lord, you can't outgive him. If you have a revelation and understanding that everything you have is a gift of God, then it recognizes that it was a gift to give. In other words, what he's saying to us, don't get stingy because you stop up his flow. Hello? God desires to flow through you and I, his vessels. Amen. And this has to be an open vessel. It's like an open thing. I receive from heaven, I pour out. 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 And he takes care. You know what I'm doing? As I'm pouring out, he's refreshing. And he's renewing. Amen? It's about giving. Look at your neighbor and say, if you be a better giver, if you be a better giver, look at one another. If you be a better giver, you will be a better liver. Oh, wait a minute. The Holy Spirit just said this. Listen. He said, if you be a better giver, I will heal your liver. Hello? I don't know. Somebody, that was for somebody in the room. Hello? I'd say thank you, Lord. It might have been you and you didn't even know it. Go ahead and give him praise. Hallelujah. But I want you to go somewhere with you. Look at me in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, Solomon. It's kind of interesting. The preacher, he's preaching a little bit here. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 1. Talk about a heart of sharing. He said, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Lord said, he says, cast your seed upon the waters. Now you got to get a hold of this. This is like sowing seed of rice in a rice paddy. Okay? A rice paddy. You sow the seed in the water, and all of a sudden that thing starts manufacturing and multiplying, okay? And that becomes supply, abundant supply of rice. Abundant supply of rice that come from a little paddy. Amen? It doesn't take a large paddy to produce a lot of rice. Amen? And he says, when you sow your seed upon the water, like looking at that rice paddy, when you sow your seed, there's an abundance that comes. And God says that you and I, as we share, we can't outgive God. He tells you and I in Galatians chapter 6, Galatians 6, verse number 9. He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. He didn't stop there. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are the household of faith. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 13, we don't want to take care of the world and miss the house. You know, when Jackie and I were praying and looking at it, pretty well, our church, pretty well, everybody's doing pretty good. God's watching over and providing. Yeah. You know, the Lord says, if you rest in me, all right, if you rest in me, you'll pass the test. Just simple as that. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, I'd rather glorify him in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. Amen. In other words, let me do some expounding there. We're not in glorifying the infirmity. We're glorifying the answer is Christ. And the word of God says for us in Hebrews 13, verse number 16, he says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Amen? He said to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices. What does it mean to you for what does a sacrifice mean to you? Because you don't want to do it. Amen? But to do good and communicate, forget not. For if such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And he is saying to us, it's not always going to be easy to do what I called you to do. That's why you have to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. It's all about him. Amen? Let's not make it about us. It's not about us, it's about him. What God is saying to you and I is we're Christ's ambassadors. We're representatives of heaven. We're agents from heaven. And as we're going out to minister, we're representatives from him, and we're representing that kingdom. Amen? And we're representing his love. Amen? I don't know about you, but I can handle all the love I can get. Amen? Amen? How many need some more love in their life? How many? Come on, let's be real. Hey, we need some more love in our life. How many feel that sometimes you're not loved? Come on, be real. Hey, feel like you're not loved. It seems like nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. You know who's saying that to you? The devil's saying that to you. He's a liar and he's the father of all lies. Because God loves you, I love you, and there's others in the room that love you, and you're going to find more that love you. Amen? And God says this, there's more that love you than that hate you. But the devil wants you to focus on the one that dislikes you and hates you to magnify that one. Magnify the one that loves you. Amen. Magnify Christ. Magnify God. Amen. And the enemy will scatter. Hallelujah. If y'all don't stop, I'm going to go ahead and preach. My goodness. My goodness. Isn't God good? Come on, isn't God good? Yeah. Amen. Okay, so in closing. Hallelujah. So he's talking to us about supporting. You support others, and you truly can support them when you sympathize with them. And when you sympathize with them and get down and you through the Father's eyes, then you truly begin to share the love of God. And the Word of God says, he is to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was past tense, lost. Past tense. You know, in other words, we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passing away. Behold, all things are becoming new. So with that in mind, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse number 7. He says this, and as you go, preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse lepers. Raise the dead. Freely cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. There is no greater joy than for someone to find Jesus. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him and whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the mountains of the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good joy. We have some of the greatest news for the world. Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's alive in you and he's alive in me. And if he isn't alive in you, Jesus said in Revelations 3, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me." He's knocking on our hearts' doors. The question that he's asking you and I is, will you answer? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I'm grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do to this house today. Before we close this service today, and maybe you're here today and you haven't invited Jesus in your heart and life, or maybe one time you invited him in, but the things of this life and things of this world have crowded him out. And you hear him speaking to you today. And if that's you, would you just lift up your hand and say, "That's me, Pastor. I need a fresh encounter with Jesus." Is there anybody at all? Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're the searcher of hearts and lives. I thank you for the plans you have for each and every one of us, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give us hope, and plans to give us an expected end. Can we all stand together? Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's gathered in this room today, Father God. I thank you for every heart, and I thank you for every life, Father God. You spoke to us today about supporting the weak, about sympathizing with the hurt and the broken, Father God, about sharing your goodness, Father God, so that many may be saved. We're lifting up our hands to you today, Father God. We're saying, Lord, use us for your glory. Use us for your honor. Use us for your praise. Stir up the gifts that are in me, Father God, even those that are maybe laying dormant, Father God, that you've called me for such a time as now. And Father, I thank you that God's going to arise and the enemy's going to be scattered. We praise you and give you glory that we're going to go and take back some things that belong to the kingdom. You know, the Bible says the kingdom suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. And we're not going to take violence against the people. We're taking violence against the adversary. The Bible says when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And a standard's being raised on your behalf. He said he was going to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to cast out devils. Can you lift up your hands and just give him praise and glory for the healing you need in your body? Thank him for your mind is in order, Father God. Just give him praise and glory right now. Just thank him for it. Thank him for the provision. You have a need in your life. You have a need. Some have a financial need. He says, I own the cattle. Just start thanking him for your provision in Jesus' name. We give you glory. We give you honor in this house, Father God. And Father, I thank you right now that your love is expounded and expanding in every heart and in every life in this room, Father God. That as we go out of this place today, whether it's to reach the hungry or reach our own families or wherever you send us, that your love may be expressed to us in a new way. So Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and everything you're going to do. Now I speak blessings upon the people.